Most everyone goes for the occasional convenience of ordering up a pizza to be delivered hot and ready to eat to the front door. So why not order up a real deal meal? This thought leads us to ask, will we soon be buying meals by mail?
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Show with your host, Michael Olson. Now, get ready for an hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Well, hello out there. You are tuned into the 1029th edition of the Food Chain right here on the GCN Radio Network. Or hey, perhaps you're among our friends way over up there in Findhorn, Scotland, who are tuned in as we stream along in the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio with engineer Jason Struby on the boards. Jason, I have a question for you today.
Yes, sir.
So if you could order up a real deal meal to be delivered to your front door, what meal would you order up?
You know, that's a great question, and that'll certainly be the day. But I'd have to say something like maybe an extra large custom hot pot of hearty soup or stew, maybe all kinds of grains, veggies, and spices in there.
Well, okay, let's see if we can cook something up for you here today.
Let's do it.
Folks, thanks to the connectivity of the internet and some very efficient delivery systems, we can now get very close to foods that are grown very far away. How close, you ask? How about restaurant-grade organic meals delivered right to the front door? So incredibly convenient, don't you think? In fact, seems like everybody's getting into the business of convenience foods these days. Amazon, Target, and many others are promising to deliver sacks of groceries directly to our homes. Walmart is developing drive-ups at which we won't even have to get out of our car to get our sacks of groceries. And hey, how about Taco Bell announcing plans to sell beer along with its burritos? Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going to find that very convenient. Given the extent to which we now demand convenience, why not order up real deal meals to be delivered right to the front door? So today is our question of the day is, will we soon be buying meals delivered right to our home? So here to help us find an answer to this one, we have Michael Joseph, who is the founder and CEO of GreenChef.org. Michael, welcome to the Food Chain.
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. Now, I'm just, we're a .com, not a .org.
.com, good catch. .coms and .orgs are different animals, and we're a .com, which means we are a business, right?
We are indeed, my friend.
Good. All right. GreenChef.com is exactly what it sounds like. You make environmentally friendly foods, and what do you do with them then?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. I don't know if you've had a chance to try yet. And before I even just dive into this.
Well, let me give you a quick one. I did order up some food, two meals from greenchef.org. But you know what I did? I went and pushed the wrong button and it ended up next week instead of this week. Now, had I been flying an airplane, I would have landed at the wrong airport.
I don't think you'll have to deal with that much trouble. You'll just get next week.
But I am waiting for my Green Chef meal.
Okay. And I look forward to hearing back, on that one if you have a chance to try it next week. And I think you'll love it. So Green Chef is a very young company, actually. Believe it or not, today we just turned 1 year old. But I'm going to tell you guys how we've been affecting thousands of people's lives in a very positive way so far to help answer your question about meals by mail and how it works. So the way GreenChef.com works is every single week we have a couple of chefs that are brilliant, and they're coming up with all these different recipes, which you can see on our website right now. They change every week. Mm-hmm. And we send you these recipe kits, okay? So it's kind of a new idea. And you get all these different ingredients for the recipes that are based on your meal preferences. So, and your meal preferences can range from, you're just all about meat and seafood, to you're a vegetarian, or you eat a paleo diet, or you're gluten-free. We're catering to a lot of different dietary needs with all sorts of different recipes. You order them online, and we ship them to you, basically by mail, FedEx or one of their competitors. And you get everything sent to you. So fresh ingredients. One thing that we've done that makes it really easy to have healthy meals. It only takes about a half an hour to cook our dinners because in our, I'll call them like a flexible food warehouse. We are chopping things for you, not everything. You still feel like you're cooking, but we're also making some sauces and some marinades. So you can really have a healthy home-cooked meal in a half an hour. And that's the gist. It's pretty simple.
So it's a it's a complete meal. It's just not been prepared. It's ready to for you to prepare it, though.
Exactly. So, and one of the reasons that we've done this is we feel that, you know, the best way that you can experience food, and I've been cooking since I was 5 years old, is by actually doing that final step yourself and doing the cooking with the fresh ingredients. You'll wind up with a much better experience than if everything was pre-cooked. And
so that's the fun part of cooking, right, is doing the actual cooking. The unfun part is doing all the preparation and cleaning up and all that. You know, let's back up a little bit and talk a little bit about Michael Joseph, because you are the founder of this organization. And I'm just curious about you and your associates there, because, you know, this is really a pretty interesting development in how we feed ourselves, the notion that one can deliver economically a meal directly to someone's home. Where? Any place in the United States?
So right now, I will tell you, we are about to be national, although right now we're just serving the western U.S., so basically west of the Mississippi.
Okay, so then our poor listeners in Pennsylvania are stuck in the cold right now.
Just for a few more months.
Okay, so hold your hunger out there in Pennsylvania. You'll be satisfied soon. Okay, fair enough. What about you? Where did you come from, and how on earth did you come to be a Green Chef?
Thanks for asking. It has been a long and interesting path to get here. This is actually my third organic food delivery company that I've started over the last decade. Before then, I'll get into those a little bit. Mm-hmm. But before then, and something I really think at least all the listeners in the U.S. are going to be familiar with is, like, when you walk into a grocery store and you see that the produce is from the U.S. or Mexico or whatever country, and the fish is farmed or it's not farmed, that's a federally enforced law that came to be, I think it started being enforced, the Country of Origin Labeling Act, a little over a decade ago, maybe. Might not have that date exactly correct, but what's unique about that is that law was written in my house when I was growing up and becoming a teenager. I was being taught all about transparency in general, not just with respect to food, but why it really matters for someone to know and be able to make an informed decision about what they eat, and that really influenced me for the rest of my life. And I went to college and decided to go on this path afterwards of what I would say is doing well by doing good. And I've done a couple of things along the way, but about the food delivery company. And actually before then, I should say that, I was in Madison, Wisconsin. I was educated in another influential place, mm-hmm. Where organic and transparency is really important in the culture. And then I discovered this place, Boulder, Colorado, after that I insisted on moving on because I saw the same thing going on. And just like over there in Santa Cruz, a great place to live. I was a professional organic baker and that's how I earned my money to move out to Boulder. And then lo and behold, about a year later, I met a business partner and we co-founded an organic produce home delivery company, which is operating basically in the Midwest right now. That wasn't the end all be all for me, but it was really my first entree into helping create more access of healthy, local, and organic foods.
We're going to have to take a quick break here in a minute, Michael. But before we do, I'd like to ask you a very simple question. There must have been an epiphany someplace along the line where an apple fell on your head and you decided, wow, we could deliver meals by mail directly to people's houses. Tell us about that experience.
I'm pretty sure it had to do with my wife. We're running this organic food delivery company and getting all our groceries delivered. And you think that's really convenient, and we love cooking in our household. But the truth was, two busy people, and it was sometimes just very challenging in today's world to come up with great, interesting new things that we wanted to cook and then do all the work behind that. So it was really from that we decided to invent these meal kits.
So it was from being hungry.
It was from being hungry and wanting a really delicious, complete meal and also wanting to try new things.
And which, of course, is what we all want. And that's the question on the table today. Will we buy what we all want, which is something fresh, something exciting, something new and different, and something so easy it comes right to our front door? Folks, this is the Food Chain Radio Program. Michael Olson. Today we're talking about direct mail meals. Yep, that's right. Real deal meals, restaurant-grade meals that come straight to our home. From the Green Chef folks, greenchef.com, we have Michael Joseph, who is the founder and CEO of Green Chef, with us today. And we have you. Do stay tuned. What's cooking? Right back.
Get this. You can earn a 5-, 6-, or 7-figure income by farming a small parcel of land in or near the city.
You can be old or young.
Rich or poor.
Married or single.
You can own land outright.
Or lease it year to year.
You can grow small fruits on prairie bench lands.
Houseplants in coastal valleys.
Flowers on steep wooded hillsides.
Vegetables in the city green belts.
And ornamentals in neighborhoods of fancy homes.
Get all the help you need to get growing at MetroFarm.com.
Get the complete guide to growing high value specialty crops for the city at MetroFarm.com.
Get experts to look at your land and assess which crops to grow at MetroFarm.com.
Get advice on how to plan and develop your project at MetroFarm.com.
And get news about the business of farming for the city.
Yes, you can earn a 5-, 6-, or even a 7-figure income by farming high-value specialty crops on a small parcel of land in or near the city.
Grow for the money today at MetroFarm.com. That's MetroFarm.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Food Chain Radio Program. Michael Olson here. Every once in a while, I get hungry, maybe like 100 times a day. One of those times when I was hungry, somebody happened to pass a notion by my conscious mind and said, hey, you can get a meal delivered right to your front door. Not just any meal, but a real deal meal. How about like blackened tuna steak? Mustard balsamic chicken, steak pizziola. They look so good. And you could have them delivered right to the front door. So I thought, what the heck is this? This seems to be a kind of like a new development in the world of food convenience. Everybody's trying for food convenience, but this is really convenient. And so that's why I picked up the phone and made some connections, and now we're talking with Michael Joseph, who is the CEO and founder of GreenChef.com. Michael, was this something really new, or is it just my imagination?
You know, this is relatively new. And people have experimented from this. I've heard, you know, some stories from 10 or 20 years ago, how there were some mom-and-pop shops that would kind of put together some meals and deliver them to you, but nothing on the scale like we're talking about today, you know, where if you live in rural Wyoming or if you're living right there in Santa Cruz, you can get, you know, these delicious organic meals delivered to you. So that's what's really changed.
And soon across the country, that's what we're gunning for. I'd like to, if you're so amenable, talk a little bit about how you set this business up, because I think so many people would be, you know, could learn from what you went through in setting up a business and in delivering the product. You had an epiphany. Your wife and yourself were delivering food, but didn't have enough time to make food for yourself, the kinds of food you wanted to try for yourself. And so, there's a need. Can we fulfill it? What step did you take next when you looked at each other in the eye and decided, let's do this?
You know, since this is my third startup, I've learned a lot of lessons along the way. And I went out to some good friends of mine who have some different skills for myself in terms of the online technology and marketing elements of the business. And I discussed the idea of putting together a partnership as the next step. And I brought in one of my actual best friends from childhood who we've also run a business together with in the past, who we've both been cooking together since we're 16, and put some great minds together that had the talents that were really needed to create this business. And I'd be happy to talk about this in more detail. Just, you know, let me know if you'd like.
Yeah, so you brought your friends together And then you had, did you develop a business plan before you had brought your friends together? Or you kind of developed the plan as you went along?
So I will tell you, we developed it really as a group. The business plan exists still on one piece of unfolded cardboard that was we used to make up one of these kits in the beginning. We were on a little retreat in the mountains outside of Rocky Mountain National Park where we were trying these meal kits and deciding that this was the right thing to do to start this business. And I mentioned to you, actually, today is our one-year anniversary, so this retreat happened September 19th of 2014. And we really put the actual business plan together, although, you know, there were some napkins and spreadsheets before this, but the actual plan exists on the unfolded box of one of our original test kits. And so we put that together, and it really seemed like it made sense. And we had a lot of experience on the side of like the organic food processing. So knowing that the costs would work out, and we had done some research about the shipping costs and those sorts of things. And really from there, we literally, it was either that day, I forget, or the next day that we started building the software to actually ship these meals, because what's so different between us and so many other different services out there is that our menu changes every single week, which requires us, you know, to continuously be sourcing all sorts of different types of ingredients. And, you know, just by seeing the different types of meals we offer online, you'll be able to tell that very quickly.
So, of course, the key component of all of this is connectivity. It sounds like you're collecting foods from all over the place, and you must be bringing them to one place, reformulating them, and then sending them out to every other place. Wow.
Exactly. And now there are a couple of food distribution hubs that we're putting together because, we're not interested in air shipping meals all over the country. It doesn't make sense for a variety of reasons. So we're putting together these regional food centers. So, for example, you know, for the listeners in the future in Pennsylvania, you were giving an example versus everyone who tries this in California. Even though they may be enjoying the same meal, they would have different ingredients from different farms. It's more of a regional model of food distribution. But in between, where all the magic happens, we put together we call them flexible food manufacturing warehouses, where we have these temperature-controlled rooms, and we have basically a bunch of sous chefs, like you could imagine behind the scenes at a restaurant, that are preparing all sorts of different components of a meal for you, so making, you know, sauce for thousands of people for just one meal, and that all gets packaged together and then redistributed out.
Wow. That's really complex stuff. Now, talk a little bit about the ability to do this. Really is obviously made possible by the internet. For many, many years, we've been admirers of organizations like Harry and David's, you know, that do Fruit of the Month Club and whatnot. But this is kind of, you know, increases the complexity by magnitudes. I mean, if you think about how many different sources of foods do you have?
Oh, my goodness. I think we're over 100 at this point. We deal primarily in organic ingredients, too. So we have more suppliers than you can imagine, and some of them are highly specialized. There are many different organic farms we work with. So if you need mushrooms or greens, we have a lot of great partners there. But then when you talk about a very specific ingredient, like a certified organic bouillon cube, okay, to make a sauce with, we found the best product in the world is actually coming from French Canada. And the truth is, I don't even know if there's one other manufacturer in North America that makes such a product. So really searched far and wide to find these purveyors.
And we're going to get to this a little bit later when we talk about transparency, but you are a certified organic. So what did that entail?
Sure. And like you're saying, you know, we can get into some more specifics later. This is the second business now that's a direct-to-consumer retailer that we've had certified organic. And it's a really interesting process because when those organic certification rules were written, businesses like this did not exist.
That's right.
And so we had to work with the USDA to really exhibit why why we should have this ability. And for, you know, everyone who's listening who may not know about certified organic retail, it's not just that the ingredients themselves are organic. It's that we literally are audited and have a system set up to trace every single ingredient we sell, all the way from the source to someone's home. And the systems are very complex to do that. So we've custom built our software, for example. So say we're dealing with three different mushroom suppliers in a week. We actually have to, and we want to, but we also have to because we've chosen this regulation to live by. We have to trace all those different mushrooms from the source where they came in from all the way to whoever's home those are going to so we can prove that it's organic. And it also makes it a safer eating environment, just knowing that everything has been tracked along the way. There are many complexities to that entire system, but the fundamentals of it are that we track every single ingredient, and that unlike many other retailers out there, because we have this special certification, it also means that we're audited in the fact that if we tell you that an ingredient is certified organic, that ingredient is not only organic, we have the organic records from each one of those suppliers to prove that it's organic.
Yeah, this is significantly different than, for example, Whole Foods, which made its name selling organic foods. But Whole Foods is not organic. You are organic. Certified, right?
What's interesting, so Whole Foods is actually a certified organic retailer, and what that, it does not mean that everything is organic, actually. What it means is that if it's labeled as organic, there are actually processes in place and an auditing system to have the USDA audit you to show that things are labeled and handled. And
there it is. We have to take a quick break right back, folks, with Michael Joseph, founder, CEO of Green Chef, and you. Hungry? Well, I occasionally get hungry, maybe about 100 times a day, I think. And so when this plan came by my attention and said, hey, we can deliver a meal directly to your door, just had to look into it and see what's what. And here's what's eating what. Listen to the choices of meal plans that can be delivered directly to the front door. Vegetarian, three different recipes. Omnivore, carnivore, three different recipes. Gluten-free, paleo, three different recipes. And the prices seem to be fairly reasonable, my goodness. Got on the paleo menu, they have blackened tuna steak. They have mustard balsamic chicken. They have steak pizzaioli, which is I've never heard of, but it looked good enough to get my attention, and we ordered a couple of them. The number of data points of pieces of information that must go into this program, this business, it must be just extraordinary to just keep track of it. And so you must have to have a pretty clever writer of software. True enough, Michael Joseph?
Oh, true enough, Michael Olson. We've got a great team that's writing the software to bring food to the people.
Now, Boulder is kind of like a Silicon Valley of Colorado, and it's really becoming a cultural phenomenon to see the amount of change being affected by the internet and the uses of the internet. And it's probably getting to the point where we're all just expecting this kind of convenience from the internet. But way back in time, you know, we've always been trained to be really skeptical about the foods we eat. You know, that's something our mothers used to teach us. Just don't stick anything in your mouth. You have to really be careful about what you eat. And in thinking about your business and the fact that you're offering to send people food straight to their homes, I wonder how you overcome that initial skepticism that we all still must harbor of new and strange foods and new, coming from new and strange places. How do you address that?
You know, it's a really interesting question you just asked. And something, now that I've been in this for about a decade of organic food delivery businesses, I have seen a cultural transformation where a much larger segment of people are really willing to, you know, order food from a company and get it delivered to their door than they would have even just 5 years ago.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. I was wondering if we aren't losing that inherent skepticism by virtue of the ease with which we can do things now. We hand people our credit card. We don't even know them anymore and don't think twice of it. And now we're getting food that comes from all the way from Boulder, Colorado. And they get their food from all over the country and all over North America. And we just we accept it. And are we losing our skepticism, do you think?
I think that's a good question. And I don't think totally. I believe that, you know, and I've talked with, you know, at this point, hundreds of consumers about the issue. And I think that the way that a company is portrayed online really influences their decision making about this. And I happen to know, you know, from our customers' point of view, the fact that we got this verifiable organic certification on our entire business and that we went above and beyond what is required, especially because we sell very high quality food, that has really helped people accept and believe that they're going to get something that is, in fact, good for them, and they're going to buy what we're selling them online. And, you know, the sad part is I think there are bad actors there, but the beauty of the social internet these days is I think bad actors will be identified much more quickly, and then their business probably wouldn't be able to grow. Whereas for us, you know, we have many of our customers telling their friends to try our service.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this virality that really comes with that. And so we are still building trust, that old fashioned way of word of mouth. At the same time, you know, when someone comes to our website and they see these beautiful pictures of food and you read a little bit into, you know, how we operate as a business. And again, I always point to this certified organic element. We have done the things that I believe we need to do to show we're trustworthy. Mm-hmm. You know, we spend extra money to get the certification. We really believe in what we do. And that has come across. And I think it's through that and then other people having good experiences and telling their friends about buying food online that our world is just really changing right now.
Sure, and that's the way it works, too. Another thing you put on your internet that I found interesting was photographs of your team. Like, here we are. This is who we are. Look at us. And that helps, too, I would suspect.
I agree. And actually, it's interesting. When we have people coming in for job interviews, we've been hiring a lot of people to keep up recently. One of the things that they point out, almost without fail, is that we love how personable you made, you know, yourselves. This is not a nameless, faceless company. Actually, you know, Chef Dane up there on the website was our first professional full-time chef that we hired. And she is one of the people who's designing these delicious meals you've been describing. And I think that adds a lot of trust. You know, all these people can be found in other places on the web, too. So if you really want to know, you know, the folks who are helping you get your food, it's much more possible this way. And that's part of, you know, the transparency part of who we are. We want to try to get our personalities to shine through the web a little bit. And we're even, you know, working on some video projects right now to communicate that even more clearly.
The other thing you do to, you know, break down the walls of distance, as it were, was to feature some of your producers on the website. So this is who we source from. Look at them.
Exactly. And, you know, I've mentioned to you, we really have about over 100 suppliers right now. I'll check with my supply chain department, of course. But we wanted to highlight for people, you know, just how specific we are with who we choose to work with. And the examples we give online of just some of our suppliers, I think really brings across the quality that we're after and the type of world that we want to live in. And so actually, as time goes on, again, we just turned one today, we're working on bringing more of this content forward and actually using some of the power of the internet to just create more connectivity between the suppliers and the customers, you know, and we're the people in between who help you make the meal.
And then, of course, it's all about transparency and allowing people to see as much of you as you can. And with respect to that, I wondered why you didn't feature a picture of your kitchen.
Oh, you know, that's a really interesting question. And actually, that's something that's on our plan to do. There are a number of things that we want to show. And again, just being a young company, we just haven't yet. But your idea right there is perfectly in line with what we're doing, actually. And we are just starting to get picked up by the press. And thank you for actually giving us this opportunity to help tell our story. But as we've really put ourselves together as a company, we do intend to actually bring the press into our kitchens, if you will. We feel highly confident in showing off what we've built and what we're building. So I mentioned, you know, we're heading off to the East Coast right now, and we're actually building our production facilities far beyond what regulation requires to enhance food.
We're going to have to take a quick break, Michael. We will be right back. Michael Joseph, hey, what do you think, folks out there? Would you like to buy food from the mail? Right back with the phones, 831-479-1080. Well, it's a brave new world of food out there. It used to be that we could order pizza and show up pretty hot front door, and there it is, ready to eat. But now we can order restaurant-grade organic foods from organic farmers from throughout the country. Their food is taken from their farms to a collection place, processed, and then redistributed in boxes to homes throughout the United States. What an amazing, complex, incredibly complex piece of business. All made possible, of course, by the internet and by computers that handle software that can crunch large sums of information and make them usable. So we have Michael Joseph with us today, who is the founder and CEO of thegreenchef.com, direct mail purveyor of foods. And we have you. The phone number's today, 831-479-1080. We're going to go to the phones right now and talk with Georgia from South Carolina. Uh-huh. Georgia, if you were named Carolina, you would probably have come from Georgia.
That's true, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning.
Michael, my son gave us a month's worth of these meals from another company, probably a competitor of your guest today, so I won't mention the name unless he wants me to. But I also was very skeptical at the idea, because I would not have gone after this, you know, myself. But I have to tell you, it's really nice. It's nice not to have to shop for the food, which I think is the worst part of the whole cooking thing. And everything is in very little, beautifully wrapped individual bags, all measured out perfectly. You don't have to think about measuring anything. The quality of the meats have been really good. The salmon has been excellent. Not so much on the whitefish, so I would not order the whitefish dishes.
Probably the hardest thing in the world to keep fresh there. I don't know how you do that.
But here's my question to your guest. It seems to me much of the cost of this is in this packaging and delivery. The packaging is phenomenal. What arrives at your door and how it arrives is utterly amazing. So do you want to talk to us about meal cost breakdowns per meal, say for two? Because what I've been doing is three meals per week when I want them. I look at their menus online for what's coming for the next week, and I decide if I don't like them, I can change the menu or I can refuse delivery. This packaging, I think, really is a lot why the cost, although I don't think the cost is too outrageous. But can you talk about that with us?
Great question. Thank you very much, Georgia from South Carolina. Really appreciate that.
And I love the fact that your guest company is certified organic, and I'm going to check it out and do an order from him.
Well, good. There you go. Greenchef.com.
Yes. Thank you.
That's a great question. Thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
Really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
What about it, Michael Joseph? You've got a a heck of a packaging job there. How do you get packages of food through the mails?
Yeah, I love the question. And so to Georgia and South Carolina, I do hope, you know, come January, when we are serving South Carolina, again, we're just in the western U.S., west of the Mississippi right now, but we will be coming out there. I certainly hope you'll give us a shot, and I'd be more than happy to talk about the cost breakdown and why, you know, ordering food this way can actually be cost competitive, not just with going out to eat, but also with the grocery store.
How much does a meal for two cost? If you're to buy let's go for the paleo diet of your steak dish there. What would it cost for a meal for two to have it delivered to your front door?
Of course, you're going to point out my most expensive meal option on the radio.
Well, give me an average meal option. Well,
let me tell you.
Except for the white fish. I'm not interested in the white fish.
We don't need to talk about white fish. But let me give you the full range, because there are steps in between the range. Uh-huh. So it basically starts at, and we price it like you're at a restaurant. It's about meals per person. And so, you know, if you're talking about two people, it's twice the cost. So if we're talking about a vegetarian meal, it starts at $10. And for the paleo meals, we're going up to $16.50. Mm-hmm. The thing about paleo diet, for those of you out there that aren't aware, it's a low-carb diet that's very heavily focused on meat. And since we're using certified organic meat and all sorts of free-range grass-fed animals in our product, you can imagine how that cost adds up and why. That would be the most expensive. But the range is quite good. It's from $10 to $16.50 with steps in between.
Now, does that include shipping?
That does not include shipping.
Okay.
It's about $1.50 per meal for shipping.
Oh, doesn't seem bad.
It's not. So the way it works for us, $9 gets you six different servings delivered to you for shipping.
Wow.
So the shipping is a smaller cost than people would think. And the packaging is certainly there, and it's a cost. And we are a little more expensive, I'm sure, than our friend George's meal kit, because we have the organic ingredients. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, I know that we have a couple of non-organic competitors out there, and we have similar packaging. And I know that the cost is actually relatively small for us, at least, compared to the cost of food. What's really interesting in terms of how it works out, so, you know, when your listeners are hearing, you know, between $10 and $16.50, you're comparing that to eating out probably. What we found to be really interesting is we went to a number of grocery stores now in the western U.S. because we wanted it to represent where people shop for our groceries. And we actually found that because we're selling you everything in exact proportions, as opposed to needing to buy things in proportions that don't.
Oh, there you go. You could save some money. We're running out of time. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask Michael Joseph where this technology of convenience is taking us. Do stay tuned. You know, if you think about it, few generations ago, we all pretty much lived on the land and got our food from that land. So we were very, very close to the foods we ate. And then we moved into the city and life became a lot different. And now we live a long way away from our food. But somehow we find this technology changing things and making it possible for us to be closer to the foods we eat, even though they're grown a long ways away. And that the ingredients in that technology, of course, the computers with their software, the internet that kind of connects everything, and the ability to make things kind of that are hard to see transparent. And that would be the job of Michael Joseph and the folks at GreenChef.com, because if they don't have those elements, they're pretty much out of luck. Right, Michael?
Oh, 100%. And, I mean, we just couldn't be delighted to, you know, in a way, help bring better food back to people. Because, you know, one thing that, you know, you didn't mention when you're talking about how history has really changed here is that as people kept moving into cities, I mean, this is when massive food brands started taking over and really taking the flavor and nutrition and sometimes even the fun out of food. And so even in this modern world we now live in, one of the things that just makes me happy as a person, and one of the reasons why I started this company, is to bring back real, wholesome, cared for food to people all over. And yeah. And it's in a modern format.
So shoot ahead 3 or 4 generations, and what do you see happening with the with our food chain? How do you see this technology that you're wrangling into one place? How do you see this evolving, and how will it serve us in the future?
Well, that, you know, looking ahead 3 or 4 generations, that's a pretty tall ask, my friend. But I will do my best. You know, for us, I can speak very clearly about, you know, what I see, which is really informed a lot by what our customers are asking for. And what they're asking for now is for all sorts of different types of food, not just dinner. So we're just doing dinner right now. Mm-hmm. But they want other food to be easily accessible like this, like healthy, delicious meals that fit into a modern world. So one thing that I hope to see in the future, one thing that Green Chef is working on, is helping to bring more organic farms back to the people. This is how farming used to be, and this is how we're working on bringing it back, and by making it easier for people to eat this way in a very cost competitive fashion. You know, that's part of what I see. I see better farms. I see less toxic pesticides being used. And I see mechanisms just like Green Chef is today, and however it morphs in the future, as an easier way to get all these foods that people are craving deep down inside, but for a long time became hard to access.
So let me ask you this, Michael Joseph. Have you started buying up a fleet of drones yet?
I have not. So, you know, I really, it's funny you bring that up, and I don't want to waste our time on the radio, but I really would have concern about all the teenagers out there with slingshots when it comes to things being delivered by drone.
Oh, there we go. Hey, this has been kind of fun. I really appreciate you folks at greenchef.com. Look forward to getting my meals next week, and I will report on how well you guys did. Michael Joseph, greenchef.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you all out there for tuning in. More What's Eating What Radio next week. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Show with Michael Olson. If your friends missed the show today, tell them to log on to the radio page at www.metrofarm.com for a listen. Now go out and find some food with a farmer's face on it and live.
KSCO Santa Cruz.
CBS News, I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a 21-year-old.